The moment you believe in Christ, everything changes. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell explains what it means to be a new creation.
Are you in Christ Jesus relationally? Is he your Savior? Do you know him? Because if any man is in him, there's something different going on in his life. You can't have the creator of the universe. You can't have the one who spoke the stars into existence. You can't have him in you and be the same person.
When you trust Jesus Christ to be your Savior, he not only gives you a new eternal destination, he gives you a completely new life. In our series, New Life, we will discover the scriptural truths that teach us what it means to be a new creation. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Christians at every stage of spiritual growth need to experience the abundant, victorious new life in Christ that God intends them to live on a daily basis. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called The Exchange of New Life.
Renewal is found through Jesus Christ, and it is available for all who will believe. Now notice again in verse 17, therefore if some men, is that what it says? Therefore, if white men, is that what it says? Therefore, if black men, is that what it says? No. The world divides, God unifies. He says, if any man. Therefore, if any man, he says, is coming to Christ, he is a new creature. And so it's for anyone. There's no limit to his offer. It's an open invitation. Now, you've read these verses before. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, what's it say next? That whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God says that this new life is available for anyone who will come and believe. It is a promise of renewal that is made to all men. Secondly, we see the position of renewal. The promise is for everybody, but notice the position now. Wonderful words here. Therefore, if any man, notice the next three words, be in Christ. Now, the phrase in Christ is used 78 times in the New Testament. And it doesn't talk about just being a church member, and it doesn't talk about just going to church or just having a relationship with the church or a religious organization. The phrase in Christ speaks about a relationship. It means that you have received him as your Savior. It means that you know him. Do you know Christ today? If any man be in Christ, he said, this is a position that you have as a Christian. You are in a relationship with Christ. Colossians 1:28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. My friends, are you saved? Are you in Christ Jesus relationally? Is he your Savior, your friend, your Lord? Do you know him? Because if any man is in him, there's something different going on in his life. You can't have the creator of the universe. You can't have the one who spoke the stars into existence and spoke the mountains into existence. You can't have him in you and be the same person. Is he in you, you see? We see the possibility of renewal is for all men. And we see the position of renewal is that we are in Christ. Now, watch this. Some people find their identity in a church. Well, I'm a member of the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, apostolic this, and that church. That's where I am. That's who I am. Or the Baptist church. Or the Hey, listen to me. Identity first and always foremost should be found in Christ. So think about it for just a minute. All of us could describe ourselves in different ways. You could say, I am an American. I am a Californian. If Father, forgive me. All right. You can say, I am an American. I am a Californian. Some of you could say, I am an engineer. I am a teacher. I am a father. I am a mother. There's many ways we can identify. We could use cultural background. I am of Hispanic descent, so on and so forth. And I am Republican. I am Democrat. You can use all those things. But there is one thing alone that should cover everything else and be more important than everything else. And you want to find your identity there. But there is only one who will never leave you, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his name is Jesus. And if you're in Jesus, everything else is going to be okay. Amen. What are you? I'm a Christian. I'm in Christ. That's why on your Facebook, you ought to put on there, I'm a Christian. That's why you ought not to be ashamed of being a Christian. Everything else is second fiddle to my Jesus. Come on, how about an amen to that? Everything else is second fiddle to Jesus. I am in Christ. He is in me. You say, but I'm of this descent. Hey, if you're of Mexican descent, bring on the Mexican food. But what's most important is who we thank for that food. I'm just saying everything else falls second place to being a Christian. And we are to find our identity, not in this group or that group, but our identity is in Jesus Christ. And if you want to bring some type of an influence, say, well, I'm on this side, I'm on that side. You mean to understand something about Lancaster Baptist Church? We're on Jesus' side this morning, and that's where we're going to stay. It's all about Jesus Christ. You say, well, don't you think my heritage is important? Look, I'm such a mixed pup. I am Dutch, Irish, English, German. I don't even know who I am. My roots are so messed up, I don't know where I came from. But I know this, I'm rooted and grounded in Christ. I got that one right. And when California passes terrible laws, it makes me feel bad, but I don't find my identity in California. And when America can't get it right on abortions and marriage and all these types of things, I feel bad for my country, but I don't get my identity first and foremost in the country. I get it from Jesus Christ, you see. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You say, well, that's kind of depressing. Don't you love America more than you know? But I find my identity in Jesus Christ. I'm preaching to you right now about being in Christ. Are you in Christ? Does it show on Facebook? Does it show in your checkbook? Do your children know it? Do your friends know it? Do your clubs know it? Hey, are we here today because we're in Christ? If any man be in Christ, that's our position in Christ. That's what brings us together in Christ. We are Christians here today, and we're in Christ. Notice thirdly, the power of renewal. We see the position is for anyone who's in Christ, but notice now the power of it. Look at verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a fresh kind, a completely new creation. Sometimes the word we use is born again. That is, the Holy Spirit changes us from the inside out. Now, I've learned this. You can't change someone from the outside. You can't beat it into them. Salvation is something that the Holy Spirit does from the inside out. And the fact of the matter is that it is a metamorphosis. One of the best illustrations from nature that I know is the butterfly illustration, and how something comes from the old and into the new, from the yucky looking cocoon to the beautiful metamorphosis, until finally we leave the old and we become new, and now we have new life in Jesus Christ. Hey, when you got saved, God brought you out of that old drug-infested cocoon, and God brought you out of that old lifestyle of lust and wickedness, and God brought you out of that old party lifestyle, that old cussing mouth of yours. Hey, God doesn't want to hear that anymore. Get out of that cocoon and fly away as a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Amen. That's what renewal is all about. America's dying today because of Christians who live just like their unsaved friends. These men that go to church, oh yes, Jesus, and they're sitting around watching filthy TV, drinking alcohol tomorrow, saying bad words, yelling at their children, don't give me your yes, Jesus on Sunday if that's all you got on Monday. If he's in you, he'll be with you tomorrow too. Somebody help me this morning, I'm trying to preach. In Christ. If you're in Christ, You're a new creature, you see. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And so when we say new life, we're talking about resurrected life in Jesus Christ. We're talking about a renewal of life. If any man is in Christ, the Bible says, he is a new creature. God said, I've got something new for you in my son, or through my son, Jesus Christ. And that brings us to this final thought this morning, the renovation of life. The renovation of life. Now look at this, if you would, in verse 17. Now, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Watch this now. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become, and you could theologically also say, are becoming new. Now, how many of you ever used to watch that show, Extreme Home Makeovers? Anybody ever see that? Is that still on television? Does anybody know? I have not seen it lately, but I like that show. Very few shows that are clean and nice and make you cry at the end, like shows like that, right? Extreme Home Makeover. It's about getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. Back in 2006, there was a family, and they lived in Henderson, Tennessee. Jared and Amy Cole were raising their children. Jared was actually a firefighter, and one day he looked out from the fire station over towards his neighborhood, and before he knew what was happening, he literally watched a tornado destroy his entire home and carry it through the neighborhood. His wife courageously grabbed the two boys in the pursuit of saving their lives. She was crippled from the waist down. And the community began to hear about Amy and about the house, and they got a hold of the show, Extreme Makeover. And this always amazes me. They got 2,050 volunteers, and in 94 hours, they built this new house. Folks, we cannot even get a building permit in Lancaster in 94 hours. Something is wrong in America today. In 94 hours, they built this beautiful house. Now, when they built this beautiful house, they didn't get all these broken up pieces of molding sheetrock and throw them on the walls. And they didn't grab all the, you know, cat litter carpet that was strewn about and clinging to poles and say, well, here, let's vacuum this. We can maybe use some of this. No, no. It was out with the old and in with the new. Now, I want you to think about letting God do an extreme makeover on you. And I want you to see what one man said about it. Look at the quote in your notes there. It says, extreme makeovers have something in common. First, an outsider sees the possibilities you couldn't see. Second, the outsider does what you couldn't do. Third, that outsider pays for what you couldn't pay for. Now, that's cool when it relates to a building, but what about your life? God looks at your life. And God sees you, and he sees me, dead in our sin. And he says, I see some possibilities for you. By the way, Jeremiah 1:5 says, he sees us before we're born, and when we're in our mother's womb, he sees us. And when you were in your mother's womb, God saw you, and he said, I can do something with that. God had a plan for your life. And then God came from the outside into our world through Jesus Christ to do what we could not do. We couldn't save ourselves because, remember, we're dead in our sin. Going all the way back to our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather whose name was Adam, who sinned, and death came upon all men because of him. So all of us were born into sin, the Bible says. We couldn't save ourselves. So God sent his son, Jesus, who was tempted in every way like us, but never sinned. And then he paid the price that we couldn't pay because he shed his blood. And that blood wasn't from Adam's line. My blood is. I'm a sinner. The blood that Jesus shed didn't come from Adam. It came from the Holy Ghost who conceived in Mary. And Jesus was born as the God-man. And the blood that he shed was not laden with the sin of Adam, my friend. It was the blood from heaven that covers the sin of the world. And so he came to pay the price that you could not pay so that you could experience the extreme makeover that only God could give to you. the renovation of life. How does that happen, Pastor Chapel? Notice quickly, first, jot down these words, out with the old. Now that's just fun to say it, so let's say it. Out with the old. All right, say it again. Say, where are you getting that stuff from? From the Bible. Old things are passed away, it says. Now, the pattern of life lived by the unsaved man is referred to in Scripture as the old man. That is, old values, ideas, plans, loves, desires, beliefs, clubs, associations, everything that the unsaved guy wanted to do. Old things pass away. Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So sometimes when you read in the Bible, the old man, it's talking about before Christ, it's talking about the old nature and the fleshly nature. Now, sometimes that old man wants to creep back into the life of a Christian. That's why the Bible says in the book of Galatians that the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And that's why we need to yield to God's spirit so we don't live like that old man anymore. But the old man wants to creep back in. It's like the preacher that was out making some visits. And he walked by a house and he saw a boy selling a lawnmower there. And he said, son, how much you want for that lawnmower? He said, I want just enough to buy a bicycle. I want $40. Preacher said, all right, I'll take it. I need a lawnmower. And so he took that lawnmower home, and boy, he began to try to crank that thing up and get it going. And man, he just could hardly get it going. Couldn't get it started. And that boy walked by, and the preacher said, I can't get this thing started. And the boy said, oh, to get that started, you got to cuss at it. He said, well, I'm a preacher. I don't cuss. I'm not going to cuss at this thing. He said, it's been so long since I got saved, I don't remember even how to cuss. The boy said, preacher, just keep pulling that rope. It'll come back to you. Sometimes you get into those situations where that old man wants to come back. And that's where you got to say, out with the old man. I'm not talking about your husbands, ladies. Come on, get your minds right in here with the message. The old man is the fleshly nature, the unsaved nature before you were saved, and now the flesh that we live in even after we're saved. We got to say, out with the old. We've got to say, hey, my old man is crucified with Jesus Christ. I'm a victor in Jesus Christ. I'm not going to live that way anymore. Out with the old. And then secondly, in with the new. Would you say that with me? In. So look at what it says, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, you just can't say that word softly. You can't say, behold. You have to say, behold. Amen? Amen. Amen. Behold, all things are what? New. And that brings us right back to this. New life. All things have become new. Now Galatians 6:14 says, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. So through the cross of Christ, I now have new life in Jesus Christ. He plants new desires into my heart, new love into my heart. Listen to me. The unsaved man doesn't want to hear the Bible. Hey, he thinks that it is a nutty thing to come in here and to listen to some preacher 40 minutes yelling at him. He ain't going to do that. But a saved man says, this is really interesting. You mean Christ's blood through the virgin birth washing all my sins away? I'm reconciled. If you're saved this morning and you're hearing that this morning, you're going, ooh, this is good this morning. Yeah. Yeah, I've been redeemed. Jesus loves me. Yeah, I got new life. The man that's without Christ going, when this getting over anyways? But when you have Christ, you have this new appetite. You have these new desires. You want some new friends. On Wednesday night, instead of going to the club, you want to go to church. You no longer want to listen to music that talks about stabbing your mama and stealing from your neighbor. I'm just saying, when somebody gets saved, they get new friends, new heroes, new activities. It's new life, ladies and gentlemen. And America has gotten, American churches, we've gotten this idea, look at, I'll add God to the rest of my stuff, but ain't no way I'm getting rid of any of that stuff. And don't you be preaching about my Facebook now. I just think Jesus ought to live there too. every part of our life, God wants to give you a new life. Salvation is an exchange life. It's an exchange. I give him my old tattered garments. He gives me robes of righteousness. I give him the old patterns that did nothing but break my heart. And he gives me the solace of his Holy Spirit and the promises of his word. Hey, it's a good deal to get saved.
Amen.
And to know Christ as your Savior. Colossians 3:9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Pretty simple stuff. Every day we get up. Every day when you get up and you take off your pajamas and you clean up, you put on something new. Every day God says, I want you to take a few minutes with me, and I want you to say, now, Lord, I want to put off anything that doesn't please you now. Any old habits, anything I used to say or do. I want my children to say, we got a new daddy. I want my wife to say, she's got a new husband. I want my husband to say, he's got a new wife. I want my neighbor to say, something happened to him. There's something different about him. There's something new. There's something pure. There's something special going on in that life. It's new life in Jesus Christ. Are you in Christ? Do you have a relationship with him, whereas he is your Savior, and you know that if you died, you would be in eternal heaven with him? Are you in Christ today? And if you're in Christ, are you taking off the old and putting on the new? Are you growing this morning? Or is there something that needs to get dumped out? I'll tell this story and I'm done. I preached a message like this about 25 years ago. One of our men, I never know who's listening or what's happening. He went home. He had a collection of every kind of filthy rock music a man could have. Cursing, heavy metal, wicked. He had all stacks of pornography. He had all different kinds of wicked paraphernalia for his drugs. And he had just been saved, and he heard about out with the old and in with the new. One of our other men works for Waste Management. That's the garbage company. He said, Pastor, he said, I went up to this guy's house. There was a trash can so full of rock and roll music and marijuana pipes and all kinds of liquor and all kinds of different paraphernalia. He said, I couldn't help but notice as we pulled up that it was just flowing out of that garbage can, all this different dirty pictures. He said, we picked it up and threw it in. And then he said, wasn't long later, about a month later, I saw a sticker on their car, Lancaster Baptist Church. And he said, I went and I asked him. He said, yeah, I got saved. Things are different now. That's new life, my friend. Things should be different now with Christ.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily in the Word email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's paulchappell.com. You can also receive this entire series of messages to help you in your spiritual journey when you make a donation to this ministry. Get yours right now by calling 800-688-6329. That's 800-688-6329. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell has served as the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church for more than 30 years, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, connect with us, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at dailyintheword.org. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.